days. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this week. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Part of the...
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointc.org. That's CXMAS.com. Go to our website, click on, and we want to listen. We want to welcome all of you who are listening around the country live this morning via our website. We welcome you to the OPT Network, Oklahoma. Good morning and welcome. We'll talk more about Oklahoma in just a little bit, but we welcome all this morning. And you know, as we were waking up this morning, driving in, because it is July 5th and we are live in the studio, I said, I wonder if the people who were had the good fortune of being off on July 4th, if they had to work on July 5th, if, of course, they were not federal employees. And the answer for most people is a resounding yes. A lot of 4th of July sales, probably a lot of 5th of July sales. So a lot of people are driving in this morning, and I know you're, if you had to work this morning, you're having to gather yourself. But you know, as always, we try to tell you to find that good, positive place, that good central energy, and begin to speak those good, positive things that are going to help you to make it through the day. Because I'm going to tell you, after you have eaten and just had a good time and you've partied and you've, you know, done all of the things that people did on yesterday. A lot of people like us, we just kind of rested. We did eat good, though. It's kind of hard to pull yourself up by the bootstraps this morning and make it in. But I'm going to tell you, it is possible. And we're here. We hope that you're on point as well. Up early, just like the whole week, the weather has been in the morning. Absolutely. This is the word that I'll use. Absolutely optimal. It has been so nice and so cool. It's just refreshing to get past some of the sweltering heat. Well, as we change gears this morning, you know, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And so this morning, we're joined by Lamia Solomon from Wood Forest Bank, Octavia Jackson Williams, and shortly we'll be joined by Lisa Campo. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Octavia, welcome to Real Women, Real Talk for the very first time. I want to start by asking you guys, how was your 4th of July?
My 4th of July was fabulous. I mean, I got out there, did a little few things. Shout out to Super Dax, of course.
Uh-huh.
I hit them up for the 4th of July. So I had a good 4th of July. Ate well.
Did you, who barbecued? Because you worked yesterday.
Yes, I know. I had neighborhood. I was the neighborhood bum yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So my neighbors fed me.
They took care of you.
They took care of me.
And both of you ladies are having to go into work this morning. And when you popped up dressed for work, I said, where are y'all going? They said, well, you're working. But I guess I just don't consider what I do to be a job.
You know, my job is a job. I mean, managing the bank, of course, is a job. But the thing is, I love my job.
Uh-huh.
So I'm happy to pop up in the morning.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
When you love what you do, that it just doesn't even feel like work. Today, I'm dressed in short pants. Bermuda shorts pants and kind of relaxed. But when you love what you do, it just doesn't even feel like work.
Right. You could just go out there and have a good time and laugh with the people, because I'm a people person.
Mm-hmm.
I love to just talk to everybody. And since it's all about being real,
mm-hmm,
really.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love what you do, then you're happy when you go to work.
Absolutely. For you, Octavia, what about your job? Do you love it?
I do. It's one of my passions. I absolutely love singing first. That's
mm-hmm,
my passion.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to pay the bills, so you've got to go into
absolutely
a day job.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love what I do over at MedExpress Ambulance Service. It's a great company. And I'm just very, very blessed to be employed there. You know, I do a lot of work for the Chamber of Commerce as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. Yesterday,
Octavia, you work everywhere.
Well, Jamaican. God, how many jobs you got?
She works everywhere. How many boards?
I just stay involved and active. And I hope that when I'm 70 years old that I'm still active and keeping my mind fresh. You've got to do that. You can't just say, when I retire, I'll retire. If I retire, I want to start a charity or do something with the community. And I think that's what keeps you young and,
right,
and refreshed and revived. So
how do you do it, though? You've had your hand literally in everything.
It's God. Once I have a kid, it's going to be really interesting how I'm going to juggle that. But I think I can still do it. This morning, I was up at 5 doing insanity workouts. So you've got to work out to get rid of all that stress and then eat right and stay around positive people. You have to stay around positive people.
That's true.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we before we move into Real Women, Real Talk, I just really wanted to talk about the Statue of Liberty. Of course, yesterday was Independence Day. And New York has been through so much with Sandy, the storm. And, you know, it was really refreshing to see the Statue of Liberty reopened on yesterday. Did you guys see that on the news?
Yes.
I didn't get a chance to see it, but, I mean, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, after they've been through so much, to see all of the people standing out there on the 4th of July was just absolutely refreshing. You know, it had been flooded and destroyed by what they were calling Superstorm Sandy. And, you know, we're kind of, I don't want to say used to storms, but we understand storms and we are kind of in Hurricane Alley. But there they don't really get a whole lot. You know, 75% of that island was damaged. And the New York Harbor docks and the island walkways and all of the buildings and the electrical system, you know, were just really, really badly damaged by the intensity of that storm. And so to see the people of New York, you know, that statue's 126-year-old iron framework, you know, to see that come back, you know, is absolutely what Independence Day, I think, is really about.
Yes, I agree. I think, and, you know, much love and prayers still go out to those that are recovering, because it's still a recovering process right now. And, you know, the same with Oklahoma. You know, my family is from Oklahoma. And shout outs to them. Yeah, of course, Rochelle and Faye. And it's such a recovery process that you really don't know how you're affected emotionally, financially. And as they go through that, I mean, I just want to make sure that we all just keep in mind God is still working. And having miracles, making miracles happen every day. So if you're able to go through that and recover from it and still be safe and still be strong, just know that he's in the midst.
Absolutely. And we just really want to send a shout out to all the folks listening in Oklahoma. And like I said at the top of the show, from all parts of the country, you know, we're blessed to have people to log on through our website. And we don't want to forget about any of those people. Sometimes after the storm has cleared, so to speak, the storms, the physical storms, and then, you know, the storms of life come, it seems, after that, we sort of forget about those people and forget that they are still rebuilding, even as they are all these years later in New Orleans, still rebuilding. Yes. So we want to keep them in our thoughts and prayers. And before we move, I want to talk about what happened in Simi Valley, California. They had a really bad fireworks explosion there where 28 people were hurt. So prayers to those people. They had, you know, like a mishap with the pyrotechnics and the stand that was holding all of the fireworks sort of collapsed and 28 people were injured. Of course, we hadn't heard of any deaths. But, you know, it just reminds us how critically dangerous, beautiful and dangerous fireworks can be all at the same time. And somehow the collapse created the fireworks just kind of shooting out into the crowd. And so about 28 people were reported hurt or injured. And so prayers to those people as well. But all in all, it seems like everything, all of the celebrations went off around the country well. People had a good time. A lot of people heading into work this morning. And speaking of heading into work, what I want to talk about this morning on Real Women, Real Talk is what we're wearing as women. I had the opportunity to read a book, and it was so interesting and so amazing all at the same time. The author of the book is Dr. Jennifer Baumgartner. She is a psychologist, and she is the author of You Are What You Wear. And she talks about the psychology of what women are wearing and why we're wearing what we're wearing. And now you're seeing women more and more, regardless to what size they are, wearing things that some would say some would say might be a little, let me just say, risque.
No, trifling. Let's just put it out there.
Trifling. Okay, I'm trying to be nice. Okay.
It's trifling. I mean, I work in the bank, mm-hmm. and my bank is inside Walmart. So, therefore, I see what you're talking about. I mean, risque is not even close to the word.
Well, I think some people probably should go back to the mirror before they leave. Some people, when they leave out women, when they leave out, you must ask them, I know when you left, you had to see what you had on. Mm-hmm. And maybe they're channeling their inner self, maybe, when they're buying things. Designers don't always prepare clothes for the right person or mm-hmm. the right body type.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to channel that inner smaller self, or maybe even if they're smaller, that inner hooker. I don't know. Did I say
that? That's right. You're publicly speaking, correct? Hooker is the word. Now, that's right. This is a grown folks conversation.
Well, this is what the author is saying. She's saying that psychologically what is happening to a lot of women is that they're not realizing that what they're wearing is risque, especially in the workplace. In fact, she talks about one of her clients, especially, where she was going in to have an evaluation. And people have been making comments about the clothing that she was wearing being too tight, showing too much cleavage, and just simply being what others consider to be inappropriate in the workplace. And so what Dr. Baumgartner does, among many things, is she helps women to channel and understand what it is that they're doing. And her whole philosophy behind this book is that many women don't see themselves as others do. In other words, when we're dressing in the morning, we're dressing in a way that in our minds is taking us back to maybe being 25. And a lot of that has to do with when you're a certain size, you feel like you can wear your daughter's clothes if you've got a teenage daughter. Or if you're a certain size, you want to look younger and hip, and so you're dressing as such. Well, nevertheless, the girl calls her crying, saying, my boss has said to me, do not come back to work wearing these things. I'll pay you extra. I need to figure out what their problem is, because in her mind, she doesn't see that the shirt with the low cleavage, the tight skirt, is anything wrong with it. And so the doctor asks her to present what she had worn that day, and of course she does. And then she has to begin to explain to her why it's inappropriate. And so her whole concept is that a lot of this centers in the mind, and we don't see what's really wrong.
And you know what? The thing is, the reason they don't see what's wrong is due to upbringing. Sure. Why do you say that? In part, because what happens is, let me put it out there. If mama dressed like a hoe, and that's all you know, then you think it's okay to dress like a hoe.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't see what there's anything wrong with it, because that's how you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay for mama to dress that way. And you didn't see that. Uh-huh. Even if mama go to church.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, there's some clothes I didn't wear to church that was borderline. And my mama was like, I know you're not wearing that to church. And I'm going, well, yeah, I'm going to wear it to church. What's wrong with it? I mean,
and that's true. And there's the issue. What's wrong with it? And I think that that's
you
where
don't
we're
understand.
Missing. Right. Where we're missing the boat about what's wrong with it. And so this is where the problem lies, because a lot of people really don't understand what's wrong with it.
Right.
Especially at work and in church
there's
settings.
There's a venue for everything.
That's right.
And we understand that. But a lot of people, there is a disconnect.
It is. And I've done a lot of hiring,
mm-hmm.
and people come to interviews, and I know that here, since I've been in Louisiana, and I'm sure it's all across the mm-hmm. world, but since I've done a lot of hiring and stuff in Louisiana, what happens is you come to these job fairs,
mm-hmm.
and I see guys in the baggy pants, the tattoos, and all of that is all out showing in a t-shirt, but you're coming to work for a major corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Or you see a girl come in with booty shorts and high heels and think that they're going to get this job, and you're working
for an interview.
I've seen it.
Or just
all.
To pick up the application.
No, to come in for the interview. If you're going to a job fair, a lot of them will have the interview on site. And yes, they'll walk in there and they'll think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting the job. I don't know what job you're applying for, but if you're going to a major corporation and you're not dressing the part,
mm-hmm.
that's the first thing that they look at. Companies look for reasons not to hire you when mm-hmm. you go to these job fairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why there's a lot of people unemployed going, I don't know why I can't get the job. Well, because you came in here, like my mama says, tricked up three ways from Sunday, and you want to go and say you want to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the appropriate place for that. Now, if you're at the club, mind you, then you, that's how you dress.
And I think that that's where the disconnect is between the club and, you know, church
dressing
or dressing for work. And a lot of people just, Octavia, don't think there's a thing wrong with it.
Well, I think a lot of people just actually purchase clothes for the club setting. If they work at a particular super, I won't say the store, but particular supermarkets, well, they have a blue top to wear and perhaps khaki pants, and that's all that they have unless they get out. I've actually seen women working in a supermarket with their hair in a wrap position.
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, this is not a wrap hairstyle.
What you mean in a
the like, same hairstyle you went to bed with.
Okay, okay.
Because when you come to work, that's not really important because you're going to look hot tonight at the club, so you keep your hair wrapped in that position while you're checking people out. That's not hot. Uh-huh. That is not a hairstyle at all. So with that being said, I've actually put that on Facebook. Please, ladies, don't come to work with your hair wrapped up in that position. That's not hot.
That is
not a hairstyle. You know, and so the job is not that is not of grave importance. However, the club is where it's going down at.
But and also they got to know they got to take a bath before they come to work. Like, let's just put it out there. You could dress a certain
way.
Now,
where did that come from?
I'm just putting it out there because, you know, I work with a lot of different people.
Right.
I see a lot of different people come to the bank. Now, you can dress a certain way, and you can even look a certain, you know, have the part. But if you stink, that's all part of it.
Right.
Let's just put it
out
there.
Well, okay, and we want to say, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness.
That's right, and they not godly sometimes.
Right. And so this morning, Lisa, the whole conversation is about Dr. Jennifer Baumgartner. She is the author of You Are What You Wear, and we're talking about why women especially, because this is what she's talking about in the book, are having such a breakdown, and we're seeing women of all sizes dressing in things that it just depends on where you fall in the spectrum, whether you think it's appropriate or inappropriate. And I think it has to do a lot with the individual. But she's saying instead of dressing how you, okay, let me be specific on her quote. She says, enclothed cognition gives scientific proof to the idea that you should dress not how you feel, but how you want to feel. And so dressing sexy, in control, having a look of wealth, you know, what is it that we're trying to portray as women? But the bigger question is this: do we even know what we're trying to portray?
And see,
and our perception of what other people think of us.
And you know, Lisa, I'm looking over here at you because, you know, I'm the first one to say, I don't care what people think of me.
However,
you do have to dress a certain way for certain venues. And that goes to, and I go back to Lisa because you have all these different voices.
That's right. You can't show up at the PTA meeting looking like your husband's sex god.
But the thing of it is, Lisa, a lot of people are doing it. And what she's saying is that we're not thinking it through.
Oh, we're thinking. It's just that we're not connecting. Okay, we're supposed to be in the image of God.
Of course.
Last time I checked, he would not show up in Walmart with a pair of nude leggings. Okay. Have you seen the photos that they're posting of women who are significantly overweight wearing nude leggings?
I haven't seen that. What is a nude legging?
Heavenly
Father.
Everybody knows what they are.
Rolling down.
Okay.
What's up with that?
Hey, remember back in the 80s, we'd wear the big sweaters with the leggings.
Right.
Underneath.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But it covered our butt.
Okay.
Well, now you got the sisters, and I don't mean a culture. I mean any culture of women.
Talking about sister girls.
Sister girls who have got a nice shape to them wearing.
No, a shape.
A shape. shade,
a shape
of a circle,
uh-huh,
who are wearing little half shirts and nude leggings, and they're showing their pierced belly button.
Mm-hmm. I can't even find my belly button.
And they're wearing, and so when you take a glance from behind, you go, oh my God, is that person, it looks like they're, if they're 10 feet from me, it looks like they're naked. You got to go and do a double whammy on them to see. But back to the point of the question.
But wait, before you make the point, I'm going to cut away. We're going to take a quick break here. But when I come back, I want to talk about, is this loving yourself and loving your body? Or is it something else?
It's an insecurity.
You know what I'm saying?
Something else.
Is it loving yourself and loving your body? Is it being sexy?
No.
Or is it something else? Y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And I'm going to tell you, the air condition is blowing, but it is heating up in here. It's 8 o'clock. Today, of course, is Friday, July 5th. It's Real Women, Real Talk. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with much more right after this.
I'm wide awake.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday. I don't know about you, but it doesn't feel like Friday to me. But it is indeed Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. And this segment is sponsored by Sinla Area Agency on Aging. Their foster grandparent program, we're going to tell you more about that. Also, First Federal Bank, Hickson Automotive Group, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, McDonald's of Alexandria, and get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Now, if you're just joining Real Women, Real Talk, it's heating up in here. We're joined by Lamia Solomon, Octavia Jackson Williams, and Lisa, my white woman who's strong, weighing in on Dr. Jennifer Baumgartner. She is the author of You Are What You Wear. And it's really always fascinating to have these conversations with women to see what we think about each other and what we're wearing. And for those women who, let me just say this very carefully, who may be having a disconnect with what they're wearing, I don't want this conversation, ladies, to be a condemnation. Because we believe in smart talk for smart people. Because I truly believe, Lisa, that there are some women out there that really are disconnected for whatever the reason. And I think that this conversation, although we see the pictures on Facebook, we see people wearing these things that don't match their body, that are really, in our view, maybe unattractive, inappropriate. And I asked the question before we went to break. Is this a disconnect, or is this the new age, if you will, saying, I'm big, I'm bold, I'm proud, I wear what I want? Well, how do you weigh in on that?
I don't think it's a size thing, though, and I really think we need to focus on that, because one of the things I've really been proud to see is that we're getting away from this anorexic promotion that that's the only way that you can be beautiful. We've got these gorgeous women coming out who are really having their own campaign of the healthier woman. And Absolutely. They're more from like the 1950s, the Marilyn Monroe, the curvier women, which I applaud. I love it. I think that's awesome. It's sending a much better message to our children that you don't have to be rail thin to be attractive. But my my point in regards to the clothing is this is going to go back to something we have talked about before with our media. Everybody mm-hmm. is waiting for their next chance to be discovered, to be in a reality show. And they are dressing and they are pressing and they are fleshing in that frame of mind that they think that they're walking around like Snooki or like one of the Real Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
And they are inappropriately displaying themselves for one simple thing, and that is attention. And you're looking for attention from the wrong mm-hmm. avenue. You need to be searching for that attention within
right.
and from above. Mm-hmm. Because if you need all the PIs that are on mm-hmm. you to make you feel needed in this world, that's going to be so sad for you, because in the end, you're going to be disappointed. If you are not fulfilled within and fulfilled from above, it doesn't matter what you wear. I've shared this with y'all too. When I was younger, there was a time when I drifted away from the church because my parents had separated and I didn't have the latest and greatest Esprit or whatever, you know, the name brands were. And so I was embarrassed to go to church because the little snots I was going to church with, I damn well knew were going to sit there and make mm-hmm. fun of me because I wore something I'd worn 3 Sundays ago. Mm-hmm. Whatever. One of the things I've tried to make my kids understand is God doesn't care what you wear.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, people, have some common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go to church with your bosom hanging out, so when you go to get your communion, your priest is going to have to go in the confessional.
Well, and this is what they were saying too, ladies, in the book, is that a lot of people don't transition from the club to church. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women feel like what they wear to the club is okay to wear to church. And then during the break, I posed the question, even your shoe, is your shoe too much for church? You know, the heels are getting higher and higher, sexier and sexier. And when, Lamia, is too much too much?
You know what? When it comes to shoes, first let me get a shout out to my sister-in-law in Dallas, Texas, that's listening in, Marlena.
Marlena, good morning and welcome, Big D, in the house.
But when it comes to shoes, I am the worst person because, you know what? I wear shoes and I wear all kinds. I don't discriminate. But at one point, my mom told me, hey, you cannot wear those thigh-high boots to church. Well, hold on now. I'm wearing a skirt. The skirt is not tight or whatever, but the boots are goes to my thighs.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, hey, I paid money for these boots. They're going to get worn one way or the other. And they're just shoes.
And they're going to get worn to church.
And they're going to get worn to church. They're going to get worn wherever I go. I'm mm-hmm. walking in them because
mm-hmm.
I paid for them.
Right.
These are shoes. This is not clothes. And to me, your shoe, that's not going to dictate who you are. But I've had some people say, you know what, if I'm walking around.
So wait, did you wear those boots to church?
Yes.
Okay, so you didn't think there was a thing wrong with it?
I was completely covered.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing anybody could see.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the point, though. I think the point that your mom was trying to make is that when we go into church, we need to go in the right frame of mind. God don't care that you paid for them boots. He don't care about that.
But they look good with the outfit.
Okay, but what's your point of going to church? Your outfit or going to the Lord?
I went to the Lord, too, in a good outfit.
But, no,
and I think,
girl.
And
no,
Octavia,
that's
I want you to.
Now. You need to pray about that.
I went because he said, come
as Octavia
you
to wait. Hold on. Octavia, weigh in on that. Go ahead.
Wow, that's a lot to take in. You know, the Lord did tell us to come to him just as we are.
But yes. Wait, but let me stop you right there. And I think that that means come as you are, a sinner. And I
think that has been
misconstrued. I am not a scholar of the Bible, but I believe he means come with your sin, come
true.
As you are.
True.
You don't have to be saved and filled, just come.
I was just saying that, but yes, that's what
church
I mean.
Is not, church is not a fashion show, and I think it has become sort of a fashion show because of the media. You know, it's all televised. We can go turn to certain networks, and it looks really fabulous. It's like, I want to go to that big church, and I have a friend that lives in Dallas that goes to a large church there, and she said there's a particular lady.
Is that the Potter's House?
Well, since you put it out there, yes. Anyway, so there's a particular lady that used to go there that would wait until about 15 to 20 minutes after they would begin, and she would walk down to the front row or the second to the front row and then with her hat on and sip so that everyone could see her. So, you know, it's becoming a fashion show. Let me see if I have the best stilettos.
Right.
I have the Coach. I have the Louis Vuitton. And I have the. But it's not about that because, and I understand we should be well dressed. But when it becomes.
But let me stop you all here. Well dressed could be so defined in so many ways by so many different people because my idea of well dressed is different from everybody here. You know, right. Each of our ideas of well dressed is different.
Right. And the thing is, to me, I think when it came to what I had on or what I was wearing, I'm wearing a dress suit.
But I think that the whole idea, though, is whether it was appropriate or not.
But the boots
right now. I don't know where because my shoes. So now we get to the point where there's certain shoes you can wear to church. No, there's not certain shoes. Those are shoes that
don't want things to be distracting. Now, if you ever distract the pastor or people that are standing there, we don't want to be a distraction. There are certain. I lead worship. I don't want to wear something that will draw attention to my backside. I mean,
well, if
I really can't help some of that. But I would like
to my thigh. If you're looking at how many times in wintertime, tell me if I'm wrong, you see women with the long skirts and boots. Do y'all tell them they can't go to church?
Well, no. And I don't think anybody is saying
that.
You know what? This is a matter of.
No,
let me go back to. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hang on. I think that this is a matter of being appropriate. And even the idea of appropriate is different for everybody because right now nobody can tell you that those boots weren't appropriate.
That's right.
And it's all about
she ain't gonna hear.
She ain't gonna hear.
She ain't gonna hear.
Because of the fact the outfit was not inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm
when
gonna
I say
this,
that,
let me give you
I'm
this
saying
little, this
skirt,
is your little gift. Here's your bow. You
the,
ready?
The shirt.
Box
Lisa
with
giving
your bow.
Give
here's
me a
your box with the bow. You just said a few minutes ago, you are a shoe connoisseur. You have tons of shoes. You love shoes. Mm-hmm. If you got so many gosh dog shoes, then why you gotta insist on wearing this one pair of boots? Get yourself another pair of shoes out of the closet and go to church and leave your mama alone.
Because I got many boots like that.
Hey, y'all, it's Real Women Real Talk Friday. I gotta get a quick break here, but we're talking about what women are wearing, how appropriate it is or how inappropriate it is. It's Real Women Real Talk Friday. You're on point, everybody. Gotta take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-4255. 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito, man. They're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hicks
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day!
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic!
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf!
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk Friday. You're on point, and this segment is sponsored by Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Also, the City of Alexandria, Get Wired Satellite, J&J Exterminating, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, and McDonald's of Pineville. We're joined by Lisa, Octavia, and Lamia, and we're talking about women and their clothes. And we've got one hard-headed woman in here. And you know what? We've got hard-headed people all across the country that absolutely don't feel like there's anything wrong with the way that they're dressing. And I think to a certain degree, that could be, it could be okay. If you, you know, this is my philosophy. If you think you are, if you think you aren't, either way, you're right. Whatever you think is, whatever you think is good, but being appropriate and being decent, I think, is a whole nother conversation. And during the break, I was saying that the catalyst for one of the conversations in the book was helping a woman who had been called down by her boss. And her boss just said, look, you cannot dress like this at work, because she looked like she was going to the club, but she was going to work. And she was transitioning probably from the club to work. And so at this point, women who have got to correct, so to speak, other women about their clothes, how do we do that, Octavia, without seeming like the woman that's hating on her?
Well, first, I think we need to consider being very, very tasteful when we speak to them.
Okay, and how?
And
what does that mean?
Sometimes taking them out to lunch. You know, let's go do lunch. Let's chat. And then let's go shopping. Sometimes women only have the clothes that they feel like they're comfortable in. They've been raised in a certain area, raised in a certain way. And so when you go to their closet, what you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. Their job, different employers have dress codes. And sometimes just for the sake of not dealing with what they may bring to work, they say, you're going to wear khaki pants.
Mm-hmm.
And a blue shirt. That way we don't have to worry about if your clothes are going to clash with someone else. I think we really need to be mindful of how we present. Presentation is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that women, sometimes women are broken.
And choosing and the words very wisely.
Because we're not sure if they have been abused by their father verbally or by their husbands verbally. And if you come across as an attack way or in a forceful attacking way, you've already shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
They're not ready to hear anything past you wear. So we have to be very, very kind.
Well, you know, and my mind comes to this. What about the school systems who have gone to the uniforms?
Mm-hmm.
These young girls, again, God bless reality TV, and that's full sarcasm. They all are walking around like a bunch of little reality show stars just waiting for the next greatest, you know, ta-da, here I am. And you see some of these little girls, we call them apples. If I can see your apples, we are not in business.
Mm-hmm.
Go put you some clothes on. When I had Jumpin' Jive, the little girls would come in the summertime with their shorts and their apples hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
I got a mama dropping $500 on a birthday party. I got you bent over picking up a kid, and I got daddy oogling your apples, and she's ready to whip my butt and yours. Do not come to work with your apples hanging out. And it goes back to the word we use. We may have been on break. Modesty.
Right.
Do kids even know? Women, teach your daughters modesty.
But Lamia said it earlier, though, Lisa, if you have a mother that doesn't understand modesty, I've said it on the show many times, if I teach you what I know, and that's all I know, is immodesty, is sexy, is sex appeal, then that's really what I display to my young girl or whomever is watching me.
And, you know, it's so funny. I was in, and I laughed with Steven, and I was in Walmart or one of these stores. I don't know. I can't remember the name of it.
People watching in Walmart, honey.
Yeah, there is some people. And, you know, but I see this, this child had to be about 8. And she was a round child, heavy. And she looked like she had on a onesie, a jean onesie. Like a baby onesie that would just that you would put on one of those white tees
that snap between
the crotch. She looked like she had on a jean onesie. And I was going to myself, why?
It says rompers that they wear. Do you know the romper?
It's a one-piece romper, but it was so tight.
Wow.
It looked like a onesie on her. It was a romper, but the little girl was so heavy set. The mom obviously bought her the wrong size, but she allowed her to go out with this where her panties would actually be on the outside of the romper. When I say it was
her underwear hung lower.
Wow. Yeah, they were lower.
It's very sad.
That makes me sad. That makes me feel sad.
Yeah, but the mom didn't do any better because you know what she had on? Daisy Dukes and a t-shirt. And she was pushing $450. That's not appropriate.
Wow.
And then you're shopping around, and you're thinking you look good, and you're thinking your baby look good. You know,
and
you're shaped like a capital P. That's not appropriate.
Wow.
You know,
well, and, you know,
and
on,
but that's
on
the upbringing.
Twitter wow. and Facebook, I'm telling you. And look, I love Facebook because my family lives away. It helps mm-hmm. me keep connection. Mm-hmm. I see my nieces, my nephews.
Right.
All these little selfies that they're posting and their little girls standing in their showers with their swimsuits on, soaking wet, taking their little self-portraits,
wow.
pushing themselves
mm-hmm.
together to get the full, you know, ta-da, here I am. Y'all, oh, my God.
What have we turned into?
Everyone is so media just.
Well, like she said, everyone wants to be a diva. Mm-hmm. So if they see it on TV, they want to be.
If it's on TV, it's acceptable. Mm-hmm. If it's
they're
on TV, that's who I want to be. If they're making money that way, why can't I? If she's doing it, and look, I don't have nothing against Snooki. I think her name's Precious. And so I like to say the name. I've got a girlfriend who actually has a dog named Snooki. Anyway, Snooki is the prime example.
I don't watch Snooki, so I don't know.
I don't watch it either. Mm-hmm. However, I've seen enough of her. I've seen enough of her to be like, okay, good God. Hope my daughter doesn't grow up to be like Snooki. Bless the child's soul. Mm-hmm. Okay? However, if you look
Lord.
At Snooki, you got a bunch of little Snooki-isms running around with the way that they're trying
uh-huh.
to live their life.
And it's a mindset. And I'm wondering, you know, this book and the article, it came to my attention, and we got the book. And hopefully we'll get Dr. Jennifer Baumgartner to come in and talk about the book. But I'm telling you, it all has to do with the psychology of what we're thinking or what we're not thinking about ourselves. And a lot of adult women, and see, this is the real issue. When you've got, like you said, the mom dressed inappropriately, and then she's dressing the daughter inappropriately, and it's a trickle-down effect, then how do we really change the next generation? How do we help them to get better when this is the message that either media or moms, or both, are sending.
Well, can we do a love tap?
No.
No, a love tap is, you know, like when you're in church and they tap you on the shoulder and they say, don't chew gum.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go into that person out of love and just tap them and say,
I don't know.
You are so beautiful that you do not, you know, you don't have to show everything because you are beautiful with just who you are.
I have tried that occasionally.
Yeah,
sometimes it works, sometimes it hasn't. I've seen women in tube dresses where the tube is probably for a lady.
At church?
No, just
uh-huh,
in public.
In general, uh-huh.
And the tube top of the dress, the longest, kind of like the muumuu maxi type
mm-hmm.
of dress.
Mm-hmm.
And that dress was designed for a lady who was perhaps an A cup or less, if that's such a thing.
There is.
Yeah.
There is.
Wasn't concave.
We call those concave cups.
Sorry,
wait,
I
wait, hold
never...
that thought. Hold that thought, Octavia. I gotta take a break here, but we're gonna talk about if the love tap is appropriate when we come back right after this.
Surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's
different from the start.
At the Credit Union with a heart.
The heart of Louisiana. Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning, and welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk Friday. If you're just joining us, it's 8:37 Central Standard, 9:37 Eastern. And, of course, it's Friday, joined by Lisa, Octavia, and Lamia. And we're talking about what's really appropriate. And I think it has to really boil down to being appropriate and where you're appropriate at. Church, we're talking about the way that women dress, and the author of You Are What You Wear, Dr. Jennifer Baumgartner. And before we went to the break, Octavia was saying, or no, Lamia said, is a love tap okay? Mm-hmm. And so, Octavia, you were saying that you have tried the love tap.
Yes, I have. And some women have received it, and, you know, okay, that's great. And some have just thought, she just don't like what I've got.
Mm-hmm. She's hating on me.
And I'm thinking, no, I'm very curvy. I'm very blessed with what God has given me. I'm trying to reduce some of this, but I'm very blessed. I love you. In fact, I love when I see women dressed, I love to see my sister friends just, oh, wow, those are great shoes. That's a great outfit.
Yeah.
So I'm not hating on you.
Mm-hmm.
If we walk into the same place with the same outfit, I'm not mad. I'm like, girl, don't we look good?
Not me. I would be mad.
Oh,
I don't want to walk in with it.
Wow.
No,
I'm okay
going home. I ain't even going
there.
I'm going home.
You're right.
I'm going to the house. If I walk
Carlette,
into
Carlette, you're right.
I'm sorry. That's
well,
just real.
We talk about the love tap.
That's a whole nother. No.
No, thanks for being real.
No, ma'am.
I'm just completely honest. I
no,
am
ma'am.
So open.
I'm going to stalk you, and I'm going to do it to you. I can't wait. I'm going to get it on YouTube.
I think you know why, though. Because I have an hour-shaped figure. So I know whatever I wear, it's going to bam, bam, pop, pop. Whatever's going to happen, it's going to be there. So if someone else walks in with that, I'm obviously,
hey, you got it going on already.
I already know, and I love to see another woman look great. So I'm okay with it, and I totally understand why you.
Yeah, I'm not okay with walking in with the same dress.
I want to say this because I keep talking about the media and the and for decades. I want y'all to think back. Think back to Dynasty when the women wore their hair way. Everybody did it. Think back to, like, I'm trying to think of
Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah. Good times. Remember when the big afros were out? Think back over the years. Everything that we wear, the haircut. God knows I had the Jennifer. Every haircut Jennifer Aniston had, I had to have it.
When Flashdance came out, everybody wanted leggings.
Look, they wanted leggings with the shoulder out. And my husband finally told me, sweetheart, I don't care how much you cut on your hair. You are not Jennifer Aniston. And it just is what it is. You don't have her hair. But my point to that is, so we're obviously, we can agree that we are influenced by what we see through our media. Right. Okay. These people spend all day to look that way. It is their job to look that way. We have a real job to go to pay for our bills. Okay. So my point with this is we have to have enough common sense to know where to draw the line. Do I want my hair to look like Jennifer Aniston? Yes. But let me tell you something else Jennifer Aniston did. God love her, or the producer of Friends did. I want you to think next time you watch Friends, that poor woman, almost in every episode, they put her in these tight shirts where her nipples always showed. Now, my son is 13 years old, and he says, Mama, does she never wear a bra?
Wow.
And I'm like, well, honey, I think that's something they did intentionally to make her sex appeal every single episode.
Or very cold.
Well, and it wasn't in the beginning.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't in the beginning of the show, but it was later in the show once the show had gained some strength and some stamina that But my point with this is that, oh, okay, so now we all think it's to go around and let our high beams be on.
Right.
Something so simple, but it goes back to our modesty. We loved her haircut. We just, you know.
Right.
We look at these things. We see them.
And we start to copy, or we start
to
mimic.
She's at work and her high beams are on. Well, then maybe I should go to work and let my high beams shine.
But what if your high beams ain't high beams and they
and
point
looking at
the
ground?
They go down.
But you
they
have
not
to have
no more.
You have to have enough common sense to know reality from television.
But the
and
point is this: is that no, there is modesty almost doesn't exist anymore. And Octavia was saying that I would never have the courage to tell another person unless they were very, very close to me, even. People that are very, very close to me, it is hard to say that outfit is not appropriate for church or that outfit is not appropriate for work.
No matter how much my daughter and I may butt heads at times, I know that, and she knows that she'll come in my bathroom and go and turn around, and I'm like, that's cool. Like it. I'll do the same with my outfit, but I respect her enough to go into her room and go, hey, is this? And she's like, perfect. Or there have been days that we cross each other's paths into each other's bathrooms and go, and we'll tell each other, absolutely not. We're short. That looks horrible on our kind of people. Get out of that. Oh, my God. You look like an Oompa Loompa. But you've got to be, look, you got to take the licks where you're willing to lay them.
Carla,
okay?
Why can't we just be trendsetters? We're always following trends. We should strive to be trendsetters. Let us set our own trends, not the bad trends, but set your own trends, and so that we don't follow what's next on the magazine.
Right.
Yes. And I really think we need to bring modesty back into our realm, because mamas out there that are, and I'm one of them, with these young, impressionable girls coming up, all these selfies they're taking with their cell phones and posting them on every website. We've got belly button piercings. They're drawing tattoos on themselves. They're showing all of this flesh. They're pressing the flesh way too young. Guys, come on, just really step back for a second and think about this modesty. People, where is the, what's the word I'm looking for? The intrigue with
The mystique.
Where's the mystery?
You know, we're showing it all now. We're not leaving anything
Victoria
to the imagination.
No longer has a secret.
Exactly.
Right.
We're leaving nothing to the imagination, and I think that these are conversations that we need to start having everywhere. That we should not allow our daughters. You know, if you're a older woman who is mentoring, you know, what I found is that people are looking at you even when you don't think that they are.
Oh, they are.
But we've got to do better And we've got to check our own selves when we walk out of the door, especially when you become middle-aged,
right,
where you're still trying to keep your body in shape. You still want to look good, but you've got to ask yourself the question. And some of us don't, and I, like anybody else, have had those moments. Why am I wearing this? What am I trying to do?
And you know what? This is the thing, and I go back to what Lisa and Octavia said. What happens is you're going to attract the type of person you want to attract by what you wear. So for these young ladies that swear, oh, they want a good guy, they want a respectable man, they want this type of man. Well, guess what? If you're dressing like Holly Hooker, you're going to get a pimp. And if you're dressing the part to say, okay, I'm going to be respectable, I'm going to hide the secret, then maybe you'll come up with that nice guy.
Well, it's okay to be a certain way behind closed doors. That's, you know, you can be that to your husband.
It's like I said, don't show up like the sex goddess at the PTA meeting, people.
You know what? Don't complain when you don't get that man that you want. You want that good guy, but you dress like a hooker, so you end up with that pimp.
And she talked about that in the book we're talking about. You are what you wear. Hey, everybody, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. You're on point. We're back right after this.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month. Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state.
State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Real Women Real Talk Friday. Oh, wow. The morning just goes so quickly. If you're just joining the conversation, well, shame on you. We hope that this is a conversation that will really make each of us think, no matter how well-dressed we are or how immodest we are, maybe we'll start to think about it. This morning's conversation has been about Dr. Jennifer Baumgardner's book, You Are What You Wear. And everybody, of course, has a different opinion, different ideals about what they wear. But at the end of the day, I hope that everybody will at least begin, Lisa, I'll start with you, to think about making a change that's good for the individual.
I just think we need to pay more attention to what is right in the thoughts of modesty. And that's going to be different mm-hmm. based on all personalities versus what we're seeing in our media, the Kardashians, mm-hmm. Snooki, Jennifer Aniston, you know, whoever it is that you're looking at. I really think that you need to be more modest and not try. It's not your next red carpet appearance, people. Mm-hmm. You're going to Walmart, for God's sake.
And then there's some people that just feel like, Lamia, just like your boots, and not to rag on your boots, but just feel like there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And I think that, you know, to some degree, don't we have to respect that?
And yes, and well, let me give a shout out to KJ too, because he's listening right around. He said it's not hooker, it's lady of the night, so he wanted to correct.
Okay. Is that politically correct?
I don't know, but hey, that's what he said, so I'm gonna go with it.
And I want you to talk about this though, because you were saying, you know, when you were out in the club and you were dressing a certain way, it was about something.
You know what? And that's true. And I don't know if many women will admit to it, but we've all had that time. Or most of us had that time in our life where we did want to dress and we thought it was appropriate to dress sexy and mm-hmm. show off cleavage. And, you know, when I was doing that, it was the type of men I attracted was not the type of men that were good for me.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't.
And then you were asking yourself, why can't I get a good man?
Why can't I get a good man? Why can't I get a good man?
Mm-hmm.
Because
when did you have the revelation that it was what you were wearing?
You know what? It wasn't all about what I was wearing. If that was part of it,
mm-hmm.
most of it is me, self-confidence in me. Because although a lot of women that take the self-pics, do that, they're really insecure with who they are. They're trying to be confident, but in all actuality, there's something missing. And that's what it was. There was something missing in me saying, I needed gratification. I needed this person to look at me and say, you're beautiful, you're fine, you're sexy. I needed that. I was building on that. But
wow.
In all actuality, it starts with us.
I wish we had more time, because that goes even deeper into, were you missing the adulation or the gratification of a man in your life saying to you as a young girl that you're beautiful, that you're special?
And you know what? Like I said, I was raised with 7 brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was more of the tomboy side. So I didn't have that. I mm-hmm. really did not have that. I wasn't thinking of that. I didn't think of myself as beautiful during that time because I was such a tomboy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that, hey, you have curves, you have a nice figure, until I got older.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so when I got older, I was like, I'm going to show off these curves. I'm going to show off this because guys like it.
Right.
They think I'm beautiful.
Right.
And so therefore I put it out there as I'm beautiful, I'm this. And yes, I can take your man. And that went back to, I'm messing with her husband, or I'm messing
right.
with her man. All because I wanted to feel that love.
Right.
But in all actuality, all catches ain't good catches.
Mm.
You know, and what you put out there is definitely what you're going to get back. So I did get back that trifling man, and I did get that man that's going to cheat on you and beat
mm-hmm.
on you and call you out your name, because they also have insecurities.
Right. So your whole deal is that it was really loaded. it was really a lot. It was a lot going on there. Octavia, before we got to go, weigh in on, you know, closing, you know, you are what you wear.
You know, I was very blessed with a father that told me that I was beautiful as a little girl. And only when I went back to look at our pictures, I realized I had bushy eyebrows, and I was thinking, wow, I needed someone to arch my eyebrows, and I looked really rough as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But my father never let me thought in any way that I was not attractive and beautiful. And so many women, I feel, are so broken inside that they mm-hmm. are looking for someone right. to say, you are beautiful. And we need clothing to show us that we're beautiful. You know, you can dress very sexy. You can dress very mm-hmm. professional. You can dress very holy. I believe there is a dress code for every event,
mm-hmm.
different venues. You can be that woman. You just need to understand. And that takes an education thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't hate on my women that don't know, my sister friends who don't know.
Absolutely.
I just feel like we should be able to educate
and
them.
I think that this morning's conversation, and I said it at the top of the show, I think it cannot be about condemnation. And,
right.
you know, we laugh about certain things, but I think that knowledge is power, or it
right.
is the potential to be powerful. And when you know better, my mother has always said, you should do better. And so hopefully this morning's conversation will open us up to the possibility. And Lamia, you said a mouthful. I think it has a lot to do with confidence, self-confidence. It has a lot to do with low self-esteem, almost disguising itself as self-esteem. And I think that what I love about these panels is that everybody brings their true, real self. And Lamia, you never cease to amaze me with your true, real self. And no matter what anyone thinks about that, we certainly appreciate that, because you can look at yourself and you can be honest. And until you can look at yourself and be honest and live in self-truth, nothing will ever, ever change. You'll never fix a thing.
Right.
You'll be a 40 or 50-year-old woman
still in denial,
still thinking that you're hot. And yeah, you could be hot to a certain point, but you're still a 40 or 50-year-old woman
that's
who is
right.
aging, and that's just
right.
the bottom line.
And Carlette, you asked me this morning, and David also says every time he sees me, if I'm at work, I'm smiling and I'm happy. You know what? I'm happy and I'm smiling because I know who I am and whose I am.
That's powerful.
You know, and that's for any young person, older person. You have to know and take a look at yourself and look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, do I have it together, or am I a work in progress, or what can I do to better me?
Absolutely. Hey, I want to thank Lamia. Octavia, I want to thank you for joining Real Women Real Talk for the first time. Lisa, strong woman. Campo.
That takes 45 minutes.
Thank
to blow
you.
Dry her hair.
As always, 45 minutes to dry those locks. Hey, we want to thank all of you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on Real Women Real Talk. You know what? It's all about finding and following your true self. And if you haven't reached that, it's never too late. Thank you guys so much. We love you. God loves you even more than that. It's still the 4th of July weekend, so we want to remind everybody to be safe. Make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas, and guess what? It's the weekend, baby, and we'll see you right back here on Momentum Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Do what I want, if how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I'm wearing.
I'm wearing.
I rock through my
been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.